Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, and now visiting with the head coach of the Sioux Central Rebels, Brandon Goodchild, as Sioux Central defeats Lamar's Galen 26-7 last night, and it was a historic night in Albert City, final varsity game played there. And coach, I know you and the guys, I'm sure, did not get to take in all that was going on at halftime and so forth, but sounded like a spectacular fireworks show after the game. And for this core of guys to take the final walk after the game and the alumni there to do the same must have been a very special occasion.
Right, it was. You know, we got a good group of seniors, five guys there. They deserved to take that final walk. And then the alum that came back and took that walk as well. It was pretty cool to see.
And a happy way to go out for varsity football in Albert City with a Sioux Central victory over Lamar's Galen. So in getting updates from Gary Hograve last night, you led 6-0 early in the game. Did you take the opening drive, your first possession, to pay dirt?
I don't know that, but Mac Pryor had a 70-yard touchdown run there early in the game, probably middle of the first quarter. But after that, we have another touchdown here in the second quarter as well. But we kind of stalled out and really didn't control the line of scrimmage much in the first half.
14-7, you led at halftime. How did your second score come about?
Second score looked like we had... I'm not even sure on that one. I don't know, but Mac Pryor scored all four of our touchdowns in the game. So he had a nice game. He had 26 carries for 213 yards with four TDs, which is what we needed out of him. We needed him to carry the load with Brady Rusk being out.
Yeah, Brady out for the time being, so leaning heavily on Mac. So stayed 14-7 for a while, I suppose, and kind of tacked on a couple late in the game to pull away.
Right. You know, we had an interception that was run down close to the goal line by Caleb Anderson, 33-yard return on that. And then we kind of controlled the ball in the third quarter. Didn't score on a drive, but we took one all the way down from, I think, our 3-yard line all the way maybe down to the 20. It kind of stalled out there, but controlled most of the third quarter, and then we had some breaks in the fourth quarter there to get some points.
Were you just unable to finish off a few drives? Did penalties plague you at times?
Yeah, we had some mental errors there with penalties, jumping off sides, putting us in first and second and long. That's just stuff that we got to clean up, and if we want to play a good game, that we can't have.
How about more on the defense? You spoke of Caleb Anderson with a long interception return to set up a score. Anyone else or anything else you can speak of on that side of the ball?
Well, defensively, you know, we were back down into our, you know, 3-yard line with our backs against the goal there a couple times and didn't allow them to score. They're a big physical team, Galen is, and we just kind of hung in there and kept making them line up. And they got a couple big plays here and there, and that's kind of how they scored on one of their touchdowns. But defensively, you know, we just needed to buckle down. We jumped off sides a few times there. That's just some discipline stuff we need to make sure we clean up.
Sioux Central with the 26-7 win over Lamar's Galen, very much hanging in the playoff race. Now 3-2 in the Class A district and 4-3 overall, and it's on the road for the next two games, final two of the regular season, next Friday at West Sioux. Sioux Central coach Brandon Goodchild. Coach, congrats on the win last night, and we will talk again very soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, Ryan.